So hi, I'm here with Yancey Smith. He was doing a donation project he called the Scrapper Project here itself. I just wanted to ask him a couple questions about it. Hi, Yancey.
Hey.
So tell me about it.
Well, basically, in real life, when I take time, I will take old computers from labs and computer stores and give them to me. I wish I can get someone else. And a couple weeks ago, I got clearance and was talking to Dave Yates, our president, and said, can we do this in our function? And I sent out to all of the club members and to most of my Facebook friends that we didn't put on the general list. We were just trying this out. We didn't have no donations this time, but some of us brought some stuff in. Mainly me brought some old stuff in to get rid of because I don't have the room. And it didn't turn out so well, but I had a couple bags to send with the Athens team home, so they enjoyed that.
That's cool. I got some other questions here. I just wanted to bring them up. Let's see here. So is this mostly you organized this on your own, or?
Yeah, but I'm working with the Carolina Free PC Foundation. I emailed them, and they said they would be glad to take, and they emailed me back. Emailed Athens a week ago, but they didn't get my email time. But they said next year, talk to such and such, and who would know who to come to. I'll be willing to open to anyone.
So okay. Take you. This is the first year you've done this, or?
Yeah, it's the first time. It's an ad hoc thing. Our group, the club itself, the Lynx group we're in, the meritocracy, but I still ask permissions.
Cool. And who are you going to give the donated computers to? The other foundations, or?
Mainly, if there had been something this year, we would have been a three-way split. Who needs what parts? Like, found out the Carolina wanted hard drives and certain memory sticks and things. They would have got that. Three ITs, they have certain amounts that they want and what they don't want, I would take home or send on to a Salvation Army down the road.
Okay. And did you look at any other projects? I know you contacted some people, but did you look at other, similar things that people have done online, like say Free Geek or Helios Initiative or anything like that for ideas?
Yeah, mainly it's between, I haven't heard of them too much, but like I said, I'm following the guidelines of Carolina PCN, some of the Athens stuff. I happen to know of what was it? I had contact with them last year and so well, it would be something they can use.
Okay. You said something in the Facebook post you sent me about the Linux being required by South Carolina state law. Could you explain
that
a little more?
That was a misstatement. What I want to say was that by state law we're required to send our the parts and the metal stuff, not in the trash. They send it to a scrapyard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But the part about the Linux is I put Linux on there because it wipes the drive down completely and clearly because of data retention laws in South Carolina. See, a lot of stores, I go into a thrift store, like a Goodwill or a church store, they don't really wipe down the system when built. They don't have the function. They'll just erase a couple of directories and think it's sanitized. That is a dangerous thing to do.
Yes, I know.
And then plus also the licensing issues of rebuilding Windows. I do that only when I have a holographic key. So it's just like either if I have the holographic key, I'll still put links on top of it so that if there's a technical issue with the Windows, I can recover it, but also I try to introduce them to Linux because games, software, photos.
Everything is free. Everything is legally transferable.
Yeah. Especially there's an application called Photo Wall or Photogram. It's sort of like Apple's when you fly back and forth through your photos. That's a cool thing.
Cool. And I had one last question here.
Go ahead.
Got any stuff for me?
Not much left. I haven't stuck off with my stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot, Yancey. I appreciate your time.
Okay.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.